In Burlingame, after Troy got a nice win in the opening match in three sets, the final score was 26-28, 27-25, 25-15. In that first set, Troy had a nice little lead right out of the gate, but then Burlingame was able to get a lead right back. They got up to a 11-6 lead after a nice rally, but then nine straight points for the Trojans to go at 15-11. And they grew the lead to 23-18, but then Burlingame came storming back to make it 23-23. They won it 28-26. In the second set, Burlingame got off to a quick start, keeping the momentum from the first set, but Troy then rallied to get a 20-19 lead, and it was back and forth for the rest of the set. It was 23-23. In fact, it was 24-23 at one point. It was match point for Burlingame, and Troy was able to rally all the way back, and they won four of the next 5 points to win 27-25, thanks to a ace by Allie Franklin to win that second set. Third set, it was back and forth at the beginning of the set until it was 13-13, the first major run, and it was Troy. They added 5 points in a row, and then from there, they continued to grow their lead all the way up to seven. They ended up winning the match after they had a match point against them. They have now their longest winning streak in a decade, since September of 2014. 5 matches, 1 in a row, to take on Centralia. And I tell you what, Centralia was sitting right in front of me. They looked visibly not frustrated, but they looked to me like they were pulling for Burlingame. They did not want to have to face Troy in the second round. Because I tell you what, this Troy team, they might not have the best record, but they are a scrappy bunch. They are very athletic. They don't have a whole lot of length, but they have some girls who can really send it down and are very dominant at the net. That was a very good Troy Trojans team, and I mean, the fact that they won the silver division of the TDL tournament does not surprise me one bit. So congratulations to the Trojans. Their season's still going on, and they will play Centralia after this match in front of us concludes between Donovan West and Northern Heights. Let's break down this one. For Donovan West, they weren't quite able to get over the hump and win the TDL tournament. They got to the semifinal round and lost there. They, in pool play, they lost to Valley Heights in three sets, 25-11, 18-25, 25-23. They defeated Centralia, 25-21, 25-11. But then they lost to Washington County, 25-23, 28-26. And by the way, I didn't quite say that right. They didn't lose in the semifinal. They didn't make the semifinals. They were out in pool play. So they lost two of their three matches. So not exactly where they want to be at the moment, coming off of a couple of tough losses, but they are seeking back-to-back state tournament appearances, and their last year's state tournament appearance is their lone in school history. However, Highland, back when Highland, it was Highland and it was Denton Midway, Highland went to the state tournament in 1992, and they won it. They won the whole thing, and they defeated Centralia in the final that year as well. They also appeared in the state tournament in 1990 and 1984 as well. As for Denton Midway, they were really good in the early 80s and late 70s. They made appearances in 79 and 81, and they also were able to get through to the second day in 1982 and 1980 as well as 1978. Actually, it was the vice versa. So actually, 82, 80, and 78, they got to pool play. But then in 81, they got third place, and in 79, they got fourth place. But as Donovan West just won appearance in state, and that was last year, and they ended up getting third place. So we'll see if they can possibly get back to the state tournament here in 2023. And how they got there was they had to beat Centralia in the final. That was most likely what will have to happen again this year in order for them to get there, but first they got to take care of business against Northern Heights from Allen, Kansas, which they have lost 15 of their last 17 matches entering today. They are 1-4 versus teams in the tournament, including 1-3 at Burlingame. They lost in a match against Bishop Seabury as well. That was during an in-season tournament back on September the 23rd. They themselves have 2 state tournament appearances, and they haven't had any since 1977, with the other one being in 1972. Both of those times, Northern Heights was eliminated in pool play. So for the Wildcats, they will be in their black on black with their gray accents, with the gray letters and numbers. Their libero wears a white jersey with black letters and numbers, and as for Donovan West, they'll have their white jerseys that fade down to the dark blue at the bottom with the stripes and the orange around the collar. the orange and white crest and the navy blue shorts with the their libero, Brenna Eady. She has the navy jersey that fades into that orange. And I tell you, it's got to be one of the best uniforms in the entire state. I just love how it fades down from one color to the other so seamlessly. And they are ready to, I was going to say get dirty, but we're not playing on sand or any dirt or anything like that. So they're gonna stay clean. And they're hoping for some clean play here tonight. I guess this afternoon here in match number two, which is starting a lot later than it was scheduled. As they said, they're just trying to get this game to start at 3 o'clock. So taking a look at the starters for Donovan West, it'll be number one, a 5'4 senior, Tegan Reno. We'll have number seven, a 5'1 junior libero, Brenna Eady. We have Hannah Albers, the 5'10 senior, wearing number 10. Also have Kaya Keller, the 5'7 sophomore, wearing number 20. Number 21, a 5'10 junior, Katie Johnson. Number 25, a 5'7 sophomore, Belle Smith. And rounding out their starters, a 5'3 senior, number 36, Ava Gladhart. And there, and coach as always, by Andrea Keller. And as for Northern Heights, they are led by head coach Lauren Rice. They have a couple of fantastic players, including Chloe Navarro, the 5'8 sophomore. This is a team that doesn't have a whole lot of height. In fact, she is one of three players that are 5'8". Nobody taller than her on this team. As for Donovan West, we have Katie Johnson and Hannah Albers are both at 5'10". So they do have the size advantage here this afternoon, which is something they not necessarily have too often. Katie Johnson is one of the best hitters in the league in the TBL, and she will hope to have a field day here against this Northern Heights team in the opening round of the sub-state tournament, with the winner taking on Bishop Seabury. That will be the 2C in the tournament who will await the winner of this one. Bishop Seabury has never been to state, and they're hoping to get there for the first time in school history this year. The Seahawks, their football program, folded about a decade ago in 2014. And fun fact, their final game as a football program was against my alma mater, Sunrise Christian. Not quite sure if that fun fact is fun for anybody else but myself, but we leave that there. So once again, Donovan West, the 3 seed, and Northern Heights, the 6 seed. There are 6 teams in this sub-state, with Northern Heights entering this contest 6-25 on the year overall. As for Centralia, they are 25-12, and they are ranked number 8 in the state according to the latest Kansas Volleyball Association poll that came out this past Wednesday. And they went 8-3 in Twin Valley League play here in 2023. Good enough to get them in the top 3 in the league. And unable to get to the semifinals, though, after making the state tournament a year ago. So Johnson will be up front. So will Kaya Keller. And Belle Smith. In the back, it'll be Ava Gladhart, as well as Hannah Albers. And Tegan Reno. Brenna Eady will start on the sideline, the libero for the Mustangs. And serving for the Wildcats is Riley McCullough. The 5'4". Sophomore, as now Edie will check in for Hannah Albers. There's the whistle. We are underway. The back line returned by Reno. Here's the set. Hey, Johnson sets it to the back line. Nice dig to keep it alive momentarily, but it's down. And a first point for the Donovan West Mustangs. Substitution will bring right back into the game Hannah Albers, and right back out is Brenna Eady. Service for Belle Smith. Return from the Northern Heights libero. That is Brianna Pierce. And over, nice dig, keep it alive momentarily, and Northern Heights with their first point of the match. McKenna Delgado, the 5'8 senior, wearing long sleeve and pants, is her get up. Here is the set up for Katie Johnson, deflected by the net, and down for the kill. Katie Johnson with her second point of the match. You need to get her going early and often. That's when Donovan West is at their best, the team's leading attacker on the season. Brenna Eady right back in the contest. Exiting is Kaya Keller. Here's a serve for Eady. Returned by Pierce. Here's the backward set from Landgren, and hit from beyond the attack line by Navarro. It's set back over. Nice rally by Donovan West. Another chance for Navarro. That one through a couple blockers and down for the kill from the right side. Chloe Navarro, a 5'8 sophomore for this Northern Heights squad. And she will serve it after getting the kill. It's 2-2. Return is good from Ava Gladhart. Blocks, but out of bounds. Katie Johnson gets stuffed at the net by Delgado, but it goes wide on the right side. And 3-2, Donovan West back up by one as Gladhart exits. And Melina Wettstein makes her first appearance, the 5'6 senior. Here's a serve. Return is good for the Wildcats. Good wind up for Delgado. And a fantastic dig by Edie. Free ball sent over. Well done by the Mustangs, keeping it alive. And from beyond the attack line, Navarro dig going to her left. Nice play by Bell Smith. And sent over by Edie. I don't mind if it went out of bounds if it was not touched up, but it was by Galloway. And sent over by the Wildcats. There's a set to the left side for taking Reno. And punched up in kind of an awkward spot. Free ball's going to be sent over. That's going to be way out of bounds. Would have been out of bounds on the basketball court, and it's 4-2, Donovan West. As mentioned, winner taking on Bishop Seabury in the semifinal round is this is Katie Johnson with the service, and we have a violation, double hits against Northern Heights. It's now 5-2, three straight, now for D.U.S. Three Twin Valley League teams, hoping to get all of them to the semifinal round. Got one through already, actually two through already. They'll score off in the upcoming semifinal. Coming up next, here's a big swing by Delgado. Deflected off the hands of Melina Wettstein and down for the kill. Andrea Keller talking some instruction to her back line. Here's the serve from Brianna Pierce, the 5'4 sophomore. Return by Reno. Here's the set from Bell Smith. Big wind up, and it's blocked right back after Wettstein had it. And big attack from Albers. That's a nice dig from the libero for Northern Heights. That would have been out if it wasn't touched up by Edie when they get it over to the Wildcats side. Backward set from Landgren and hit over by Delgado. That also might have been out if it wasn't touched up by Edie. This one from Smith. Get through and down. Not down, but Wildcats keep it alive. Here's the set by Smith. Wind up, and that one was a touched up. Yes, it was touched up, deflected, and down for the kill for Donovan West. So now they're going to change it. I thought they said it was touched, but they're going to say that is Northern Heights point. Year one discussed a particular Northern Heights pan to a right, possibly. I'm not sure, quite sure if that made it through the broadcast. Is that one deflected off the net and kept alive? Well done by Northern Heights to keep that one live, but it's sent out of bounds on the free ball. Too strong. And it is now, I think they have the score wrong. They're going to change it 6-4, what the score says. We got that right, and we are ready to get this one back underway. Courtney Johnson, the 5'7 freshman, checks in for the first time. She'll come in for Hannah Albers. Off to a nice start. Return by the libero, Brianna Pierce, and sent over by Delgado. Return by Reno. Here's the set by Johnson. Big windup and too strong this time. Was it deflected? No, it was not. Melina Wettstein won the call. She's not going to get it. 6-5, a close one so far early. Serve coming from Addison Landgren. Return by Bell Smith, and she'll get it right back and send it over. Return from Landgren as a setter. The free ball is going to be sent over by Elizabeth Galloway. Here's the set from Courtney Johnson, and up for taking Reno. But nice dig on a nice attack. Brianna Pierce getting the dig. Return by Johnson. Here's the setup. And that one is down for the kill. Melina Wettstein, the 5'6 senior, puts a charge into one. It's 7-5 down at the West with my Mustangs, with the Mustangs fans to my right. Trying to grow a 2-point lead here. Reno with service. Here's a set to the back line and return by taking Reno. Big wind up and a charge into one, and that is blocked, but right back out of bounds on the attack from Kaya Keller. And Donovan West now up 8-5. Here's a return on the serve from Elizabeth Galloway. She'll get it right back. It's up against the net and down. Couldn't get the pass over. I think it was also partially deflected by Wettstein at the net. So now it's 9-5. Three straight points now for the Stangs. Serve return by the Wildcats. Here's the setup for Delgado. She'll just try to set it over, but getting to it is Bell Smith. Here's a set, tipped over. Wildcats ready for it. Blocked over. Smith with the return. Here's the set for Courtney Johnson. Be on the attack line. Down for the kill for Katie Johnson. 2 feet from beyond the white line and still gets the point anyway. She'll come and take a break. It's going to be a timeout called by head coach Lauren Rice, Northern Heights. 10-5, first set lead for Donovan West. Step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a lost bee that found my way into your car. And now that I'm in here, good luck getting me out.
I think it's gone. Wait, no, it's in my hair.
And if you don't have the right auto insurance coverage, well, this could be quite a sticky situation. So get Allstate.
Contact your local Allstate agent, Brian Green, 785-271-5060. The Brian Green Agency, where you're in good hands.
Conditions and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
KMZA.
Four straight points for Donovan West forces a timeout from Northern Heights. It's 10-5 in the opening set. Mustangs trying to make a statement here in set number one. Service coming from Tegan Reno, the 5'4 senior. Here's a set for Landgren into the far side. The ball hits it over, and a bad return by Tegan Reno goes into the net. A little bit too strong that time for Donovan West, number one. And Delgado will now serve it after the Wildcats get the points, 10-6. Not a great return, but it's good enough to give a chance for Lena Weststein, who lasts it long. And back-to-back points for the Wildcats out of the timeout. Now, it might have went out if Reno didn't touch it up. It hit over. Nice dig by the libero, Brianna Pierce, for Valley Heights, or beg your pardon, sorry, Northern Heights, because that one is too strong by Chloe Navarro. And that makes it 11-7. Brenna Ed and Elena Weststein come to the bench. They have a Gladhart checking back in. So does Katie Johnson. Service coming from the 5'3 senior Ava Gladhart, number 36 for the Mustangs. Set to the far side for Navarro. Blocked to the net back to the Wildcats side. Another try for Navarro. That one's blocked once again. Third time a charm for Northern Heights. They'll just set it over. Smith is there. And Johnson will set it back over to Northern Heights' way. Set by Delgado, the far side Navarro from beyond the attack line. Just hits it to Donovan West's way. And it's set up and he's splashed down by Katie Johnson. We know they're going to say that she hit the net. It was a nice setup from Bell Smith, but we're going to say a violation on Donovan West makes it 11-8. Riley McCullough, the 5'4 sophomore with the serve. Bell Smith with a charge into one. She gets a kill on the far side. How about the 5'7 sophomore? And Smith puts Donovan West up 12-8. Courtney Johnson will exit, and Hannah Albers back in. Brenna Eady checks back in. Exiting is Tegan Reno. They like to go pretty deep into their bag. Navarro hits it over on the return on the serve. Here's a set up for Albers, and that one puts to the back line. Therefore, it was Brianna Pierce. Near side, set over by Galloway. It's into the net. It's a 13-8, their largest point of the set. Bell Smith with the serve now. Turn middle. By Pierce. Here's a set far side for Navarro. The press is deflected, but through to the Mustang side. Set up for Katie Johnson. Well done. It's down for the kill. And that judge. I have a tough time remembering which side to point to, but she gets the call right. It's 14-8. Serve from Bell Smith. Return not very good. Kept alive, though. And set over. Well done by Galloway. Keep that point alive for the Wildcats. Another nice setup by Smith and blasted down by Johnson. As great of a set Katie Johnson is having, Bell Smith is also having a terrific set at setter. It's 15-8. Three straight points for Donovan West. Here's a serve by Smith. Back middle, return by Pierce. Here's a set to the far side for Navarro. And that one down for the kill. Past the diving libero, Brenna Eady, the 5'1 junior, makes it 15-9. Donovan West trying to get back to state after their first appearance in school history last year, resulting in a third-place finish. Turned by Pierce. Katie Johnson has that one dug out by Delgado. Hits the rafters, keeps it alive. Delgado can't get it over. 16-9, our score in the opening set. Ty Keller comes to the bench. Taking Reno back in for Donovan West. Here's the set for Landgren to the far side. Big windup for Navarro. It's blocked! But it was out of bounds. Oh, big-time block by Katie Johnson. Just barely out of bounds, so a point for the Wildcats at 16-10. Set up by Smith for Courtney Johnson. Big pardon, Anna Albers. A good dig. Extending for Brianna Pierce. Delgado, that one blocked by the net. And that should have been four hits. They don't call it, though. It's going to be tipped over by Johnson for Donovan West. Set the far side. Delgado just hits it over Donovan West side. Set by Bellsmith for Courtney. Or big pardon for Katie Johnson, and gets that one down for the kill. It's been Smith to Johnson, and substitution brings Gladhart out, and back in is Melana Weststein. Katie Johnson, the 5'10 junior with a serve, and not a great return. Keeping it alive, though, once again for Northern Heights is Addison Landgren. Here's a set by Smith to the near side, a big swipe, and down for the kill for Tegan Reno. Getting in on the fun, it's now 18-10. Yeah, the Mustangs starting to run away with the set. And Wildcats had to run away to track down the volleyball. Went down those stairs. Got stairs that lead down an entryway in all four corners. Got to be careful for that. Ready to get back underway. On the return, hitting it over is Navarro. Nice dig. Diving ahead for Bell Smith, but she'll set it over. Check the far side. Delgado right up against the net. Deflected and down for the kill. Nice adjustment from McKenna Delgado, the 5'8 senior, one of three seniors on this Wildcat squad. That's for Donovan West. They are senior heavy. They have five seniors. The serve. Set by Smith out for Albers, one of the seniors. Deflected out of bounds, but down for the kill. Four of those seniors in tonight so far. Other on the roster being Allie Foster, the 5'3 senior. 19-11, Donovan West. Here's a set over by Delgado on the return. Edie, Courtney Johnson, and hit over by Reno up against the Raptors. Delgado has it, trying to hit a free ball over, and they just do get it over the net. Here's a set by Johnson up for Bell Smith, and gets deflected by the net back over Donovan West side. Might have gotten the hand of Northern Heights, and it's down for the kill. They try to get it over to the Wildcats side. It finds the middle of the floor, and they get a point. Makes it 20-11. Timeout is called by Northern Heights. Nice lead for the Mustangs. 7-5-4, 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Whitney Wilson, owner of Downtown Seneca's best apparel, footwear, and accessory store. We believe in the power of community and the importance of supporting our local businesses. When you shop with us, you're not just buying apparel, footwear, and accessories. You're investing in your local community. At Fitted, we help you feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted with us, and be a part of something bigger. Stop by and see why people come back time and time again to visit with our friendly staff. Shop small, shop local, shop fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas.
Kansaland Radio.
A quick little timeout is a point for Northern Heights. Well, this is Galloway returned the serve, and it went right back over to Donovan West side, and they were ready for it and landed down. It's 20-12. Serve back near side. Here's the set backwards from Johnson. We're on the attack line. Key. Johnson's blocked at the net. And they'll just hit the free ball over, but it goes into the net. And it makes it 20-13, so the Wildcats is back-to-back points out of the timeout. Northern Heights trying to get something going here in this first set. And that one is down for an eighth. Brenna Edie stepped away from that ball, thinking it was going to go out of bounds. Here's the serve from Addison Landgren, returned by Katie Johnson. Up in the air, it's going to be a free ball as Freddie Edie hits it over to the opposing libero, Brianna Pierce. And slapped into the net, Elizabeth Galloway at a tough angle. And she puts this one into the net and gives Donovan West a touchdown lead. It's 21-14. Taking Reno, the 5'4 senior, the server. The turn cleaned by Navarro, and she gets it right back about 7 feet from beyond the attack line. It goes to Johnson. In the back line, a free ball sent over by Kaia Keller, and they're scrambling just to get this one back over Donovan Westaway. They do so successfully. Katie Johnson to Courtney Johnson. Big windup and a nice kill from Milena Weststein with a big windup going from the middle to the right side. Makes it 22-14. Brent Edie will check in for Katie Johnson. Here comes the service from Reno once again. Here's the set from Landgren, far side for Galloway, deflected and down for the kill. Courtney Johnson can handle that one in the middle of the court. 22-15. Lead was as large as 9, it was 20-11. It was close early, 6-5 is where it was, and 4 straight by Donovan West since then, been able to keep the Wildcats at arm's length. This has been over on a line by Kaia Keller. Nice dig by Navarro. She'll get it right back and blasted up into the air by Edie. Kept it alive. They'll send a free ball over after a nice blast from Navarro. Opportunity here for Northern Heights from beyond the attack line. Delgado puts it to the back line and too strong out of bounds. It's a 23-15. David Gladhart in. So Katie Johnson. In for Brenna Edie and Melina Weststein. There's a return from Pierce. Here's a set by Lindgren. Blocked, but Northern Heights has the ability to get it back over. And that one down for the kill as Katie Johnson gets it through a couple of blockers off the hands of Galloway and Navarro, and it is set point number one. 24-15. Service from Gladhart to the middle of the court, returned by Navarro. There's a set by Lindgren once again. Now unblocked, but down for the kill. Far side for Navarro. And it's 24-16, set point number two. Briley McCullough will come in and serve this one. That one is almost an ace, and it actually is an ace. So Tegan Reno couldn't get that one high enough in the air to have one of her teammates step in and keep that one alive. And set point number three, 24-17. Back middle return, set by Courtney Johnson, and still a little tip and hit back over. Good awareness that time by Landry. Another chance for Johnson, and that one is down for the kill. And that is it. 25-17, the final in set number one. The set aside for 2 minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
After I drop the kids off, I have to run across town for a meeting, hit the gym during lunch. Jake has soccer tonight, and Emily has gymnastics? Oh, did I turn on the crock pot this morning?
With a never-ending to-do list, it's easy to forget something important, like setting up a life insurance plan with Shelter Insurance. Your local shelter agent can show you how to create a safety net for your family. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Call your local shelter agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha. If you're making plans for landscaping, your home, or business, you can get just what you want at Souther's Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including rose quartz, river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus. Just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Souther's Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
No matter where your home field is, DynaGrow Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, DynaGrow Seed delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a partner to connect your land with the right seed hybrids and varieties for your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit DynaGrowSeed.com to learn more. DynaGrow Seed, your home field advantage.
It's harvest time, and we know it's important you have what you need to get the job done. We're always here for you at United Bank and Trust. Our Ag Lending Department is ready to help you purchase whatever you need to get the job done this harvest season. All of us here at United Bank and Trust want to wish all the farmers a safe and successful harvest. We appreciate your dedication and continued commitment to farming. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
KMZA.
Donovan West wins set number one, 25-17. And the Wildcats, they kept it close in the beginning portions of the set. It was 6-5, but then Donovan West was able to rally off 4 in a row to force a timeout. And from there, never really got closer than 4 points the rest of the way. The lead got out to as large as 9 points at one point. It was 20-11, which was the next time that head coach Lauren Rice called a timeout for Northern Heights as they cleaned things up from there, winning 5 of the last 11 points to win it 25-17 here in set number one. On to set number two. Jonathan West is ready. Northern Heights taking some extra time here to get ready for this one. Just a reminder that Centralia and Troy is coming up next. We will be broadcasting that one. And then after that one concludes, if Jonathan West wins, we'll cover them, take on Bishop Seabury. As if they can win one more set. The Mustangs will serve it as they flip sides. Mustangs now go from left to right. Northern Heights will do the opposite. And it will be Bell Smith serving. What a terrific job she did in that first set, setting up Courtney Johnson and others. Tegan Reno also getting in on the action. We're back underway. Elena Weststein, another terrific job on the kill. It's over and down for the first point of the set for Chloe Navarro, the 5'8 sophomore. Service now coming up for Bradley McCullough. Going quickly. Tegan Reno was ready. Courtney Johnson! I beg your pardon, sorry, that was Katie Johnson with the kill. Tegan Reno, Katie Johnson, and Albers up front to start things out. Nice job punching that over, Addison Heinrichs. But not until Katie Johnson blasts that one down for yet another kill. Back-to-back kills for the standout junior, All-TVL. Now blasted into the net by Brenna Eady on the serve, so we are tied 2-2. Like I said, Northern Heights did keep it close early. Jonathan West didn't have quite the wire-to-wire victory, but once they get out to that large lead of 5, they kind of kicked it the rest of the way. Set to the near side, they go into Navarro, blocked back to the Northern Heights side. They'll just set it over at D. West. Turned by Gladhart, set by Smith, far side Reno. That one deflected by Delgado, out of bounds. And Jonathan West gets the points, 3-2. Delgado frustrated with herself since she didn't get that one, but that was a tough one with a lot of speed on it. Checking in for Jonathan West is Elena Weststein, the 5'6 senior, coming in for Ava Gladhart. Service, that one's into the net for Katie Johnson, so two of the 3 points from Northern Heights have come off of service errors, but they'll take all they can get, especially against one of the best teams in the state, in Jonathan West. Service back middle, return clean by Reno, set to the far side, they wind up by Westside, that's blocked, and down. That was Addison Heinrichs, and Addison Landgren with the block. Chloe Navarro, the serve, returned by Johnson, not a good one. Goes practically where she was, and the free ball sent over. Chance for the Wildcats. Here's the set. That's right on top of the net, and dunked down for an easy point for the West. Albers, I believe, touched that one up. Weststein was there as well, going up for that one. We're tied 4-4. Serve from Courtney Johnson. Here's a set to Delgado. That one, nice dig by Edie going to her right. Three ball will be sent over, though. Backward set from beyond the attack line. Navarro blasts one. Another good dig by Edie. Set by Johnson to Reno through blockers and down for the kill. Hagan Reno having a fantastic match so far. The 5-4 senior gives Jonathan West another point to get them back in front, 5-4. There's a set backwards and just slapped over by Heinrichs. Set to the far side and hit over by Weststein up against the net. Delgado tips it. Was it deflected? No, it was not. It's out of bounds. Point down at the West is 6-4. Good serves here for Courtney Johnson. She'll get another one. Backward set. Launched to the back line. Edie with the dig. Setting this one up for Weststein. Poking it up momentarily as Delgado. Yet another kill. For Jonathan West, they have been on the attack and everything's been getting through. The 7-4, that is three straight points for Jonathan West. Here's the set backwards and is having to slap it over. It's Galloway, and it goes too strong. Now four straight for D. West. Yet another serve for the 5'7 freshman, Courtney Johnson. Barely gets over, having to dig that one out as Brianna Pierce. Delgado puts the glass in one way too long. Missed that one by a good 6 feet. And timeout's going to be called by Lauren Rice with 5 straight points for Donovan West. We'll take a 30-second break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
KMZA.
5 straight points for Donovan West. It was 4-4. Now it's 9-4. They have the serve out of the break. Here's a set by Landgren to Delgado. Kind of bad timing. She'll just set this one over. Johnson, far side, Reno from just inside the attack line. Return clean for the Wildcats. Delgado again. This one is returned by Kaya Keller. Back line, Reno, too strong this time, and the Wildcats get the point out of the break. Hendricks will exit, and Riley McCullough back in the game for Northern Heights. Serve from McCullough, return by Edie. Here's a set. This will be to Wettstein, set to nobody. Pierce on that bad set, forces a free ball over. Big wind-up, Wettstein, down for the kill. Nice set from Bell-Smith once again. Marky Bell-Smith has been Donovan West's best player of this match here tonight so far. Second match of our day, second quarter final. Troy won the first match against Burlingame. This one barely slapped over by Northern Heights. Big wind-up in this one. Returned from a shot from Kaya Keller, but a free ball is going to be sent over, and that's wide. And out of bounds, another point for D. West. It's 11-5. It's scored 7 of the last 8. Megan Reno now to serve it. And that's going to be an 8. Kind of in between whether she should have went overhand or underhand. Chloe Navarro can't haul that one in. And it's 12-5. Senior with yet another serve. Turn clean from Galloway. They wind up, and that one is going to be kept alive somehow, but she put it into the net. Wettstein could barely keep that one alive. It's scrambling momentarily, but McKenna Delgado gets credited with the point. It's 12-6. Turn from Keller. Set this one up for Keller, and that one blasted down for the kill. So after it was 4-4, they scored 5 straight, and then 7 of the next 8 to make it 12-5. Now it's 13-6. Here's the set near side. Galloway deflected, kept alive, over to the Northern Heights side. And slapped over by McCullough. And Katie Johnson will just set this one over. Here's a set for Delgado. Deflected at the net by Johnson, back to Northern Heights side. And miscommunication of who should go to get that one. And it's 14-6. Looking like Donovan West is well on their way to getting to the semifinals to take on Bishop Seabury. That one clips the net, stays alive. Beyond the attack line, slapped over. Edie has it. Sends one up for Katie Johnson. A nice set from Courtney Johnson, the 5'7 freshman. And Katie Johnson sets it down to make it 15-6. The timeout's call. It's set aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca today. Beth Dieters can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. 785-334-2767.
KMZA.
15-6. Our score. What a terrific performance from the Mustangs. I mean, you could argue multiple different players having great days. Tegan Reno, Katie Johnson up front, Hannah Albers over the, on the backside, Belle Smith, or excuse me, Ava Gladhart with some nice digs. So is Brenna Eady. Lana Wittstein has had some nice kills too, but I would argue the best player for Donovan West here so far in this match has been Belle Smith. She's been setting up her teammates so effortlessly, as I can't even say that word right. Donovan West has it after return sent over Donovan West's way. What a flash by Katie Johnson. Kept alive though and set over. Donovan West, another opportunity. Another chance for Katie Johnson. That one's blocked and down for the kill. A good effort from Northern Heights, but ultimately Katie Johnson's too much for the Wildcats. It is 16-6. Serve back middle, return clean. Set to the middle, set over. Donovan West way. Flopped over by Belle Smith. Return from Brianna Pierce. De Libero. And Navarro with a solid kill from about 4 feet from beyond the attack line. Chloe Navarro making it 16-7. Donovan West still well in command, trying to put this one away in two sets after winning the opening set, 25-17. McKenna Delgado to serve it. Turn good. Here's a set to the far side. Big wind up and blast it down for the kill for Katie Johnson. It's 17-7. And Albers checks in for Courtney Johnson for Donovan West. Belle Smith, the 5'7 sophomore setter to serve it. Big by Delgado to nobody. And it lands down. And it's 18-7. Service from Belle Smith. Return good from Brianna Pierce. Set to the near side. Big wind up by Navarro and down for the kill. 18-8. Once again, another reminder for semifinal coming up next. Centralia and Troy. I'll tip over for Katie Johnson, and she does the net. No correction, actually, it's a violation on Northern Heights. So, point for Donovan West, and now lead at 19-8. Troy coming off a quarterfinal win in three sets over Berlin game. Have they possibly expended too much energy in that one? That was a very, very fun first match of the day. That one put into the net by Ava Gladhart, makes it 19-9. This one, Donovan West is taking care of business, trying to make their way back to the semifinal. Last year, they, of course, won this one sub-state. That was in Centralia. They beat Centralia in the championship. That was an into the net service error, Elizabeth Galloway. Makes it 20-9. Now we get to see the fifth senior on this roster, Allie Foster, for the first time tonight. And also in is Melina Wettstein. And Foster will go ahead and serve it. Here it comes. Back far side. Return clean. Set to the left. And that one into the net. 21-9. Our score. A dominant second set for this Donovan West team. Who will get Bishop Seabury in the second semifinal, which will follow the first semifinal. Return up against the net. Just tipped over. Donovan West way. Sends it up for Melina Wettstein. Nice dig. Delgado tips it over. Deflected. Kept alive momentarily, and they're going to say double hit. That looked like to me that was a deflection up against the net, not an actual hit, but they're going to go ahead and give Northern Heights the benefit of the doubt. Head coach Andrea Keller wanted that to be Donovan West Point as well. It was a great scramble. That's a little slip over by Hannah Albers. They wind up, and Delgado is blocked at the net. Lana Wettstein, Hannah Albers with the rejection. And Albers will come to the bench, and Courtney Johnson checks back in. 22-10 now our score. Fantastic second set. Best set we've seen from any team here. A nice scramble to get it over on the return after a nice serve. Tipped over Donovan West's way. Set up by Johnson. Tipped over by Melina Weststein. There's a set near side. Delgado. They wind up into the net. to 10 now, our score. 2 points away from winning this one. Courtney Johnson with the serve. Back middle return. Lean by Landgren. She'll get it right back. Now one hit up into the rafters and careens back down to earth. Bellsmith unable to keep that one alive. It's now 23-11. The Trillia team has made their way onto the courts. Bishop Seabury's on the opposite side. About the Panthers this season. Didn't quite get the win in the TVL tournament. They finished runners-up to Valley Heights, who also made the state tournament in Class 2A a year ago. Couldn't get out of pool play to the Mustangs. Here's a set far side. They wind up, and now on nice dig from Navarro after a nice serve. Return by Foster. Here's a backwards set from Kalea Idol. Free ball hit over. Here's Idol, hits it in the air, and we on the attack line. Edie gets it over. That left side tip over to Delgado, and it's over to the D West side, pop right back over to Northern Heights Way. Delgado puts it through a couple blockers. That was Bill Smith and Brooklyn Rawls. Couldn't get that one. It's 23-12. Putting in their reserves, getting them a little bit of extra rest before their semifinal match against Bishop Seabury. An ace for Northern Heights makes it 23-13. Serve back line, return clean, set far side, and it's tipped over by Smith. Set up to Delgado, that one's down for the kill. 23-14, now our score. Coach Keller telling her blockers to round out her hands and not have them go straight up. Have them kind of have them angled forward a little bit. That would have been way out if that wasn't returned by Smith. And they're going to say a violation against Contrellia, 23-18. Timeout's going to go ahead and be called by Coach Keller. We'll take a 60-second break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There is good news in the fight against breast cancer. Breast cancer deaths continue to decline thanks to the increased awareness and early detection through regular screening. Research has shown that breast cancer screenings such as a mammogram have been found to detect cancer early when it is most treatable. October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. If you're over 40, take this opportunity to schedule your annual mammogram. Call our radiology department at 785-336-0455 today to get your mammogram scheduled. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Six straight points for Northern Heights. It was 23-9, now it's 23-15. Idol still in the game for Donovan West up front, so is Brooklyn Rawls. Really wanting these reserves to finish off this game. Allie Foster, the senior in the game as well for D West. Brennan Edie in the game, Bill Smith as well. And Tegan Reno. Tipped over. Good job by Idol. Good awareness, but Northern Heights was ready for it. Smith tries to send it over, and it's into the net. Makes it 23-16. So seven straight points here for the Wildcats. Coach Keller, see if maybe at some point I'll bring the starters back in. Well, maybe not, because that was a service error against Brianna Pierce. And now Ty Keller will check in for Brennan Edie, and it's match point number one. Service from Tegan Reno. Turned by Pierce. Set by McCullough. Delgado. Nice return by Foster for Donovan West. Set by Idol and hit over. And Delgado, nice dig on the hit from Keller. Lined up in a big time attack from Rawls. And that'll be four hits. That one goes into the net. Makes it 25. Make it more than 24-17. And reminder, the first set ended 25-17. Turn is good, hit in the air, and slapped over by Keller, deflected at the net. Third hit, and that one is out, and that will do it. 25-17. Jonathan West is on their way to the semifinal. They'll take on Bishop Seabury. And a reminder that coming up next, we have Centralia and Troy. But before we have that, we'll wrap this one up coming up here in just a couple minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmelzley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Jonathan West with a dominant two-set victory, 25-17, 25-17. Wildcats kept it close early in the first set. It was 6-5. D. West then was able to score four in a row to force a timeout. The Mustangs rode the momentum, grew their lead all the way up to as much as 9 to make it 20-11, and pulled away 25-17. In the second set, much like the first set, it was very close early, 4-4 at one point, but then they got 5 in a row. Did the Jonathan West Mustangs in winning 7 of their next 8 points as well, make it 12-5. And they continued to grow that lead. It got up to 14 to make it 23-9. However, Northern Heights didn't go away as they scored 7 in a row and scored 8 of the last 10 points. Jonathan West won 25-17 in the second set as well. So the Mustangs are on to the semifinals to take on the 2-seed Bishop Seabury. You've got a bye there, 18-16 on the regular season. But as for our match coming up next, that will be between Centralia, the 1-seed, and Troy, who won their quarterfinal matchup against Burlingame. That's all coming up next. We're going to take about a 15-minute break before that one starts here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.